Made it almost an hour and 15 minutes into the show.
Well, yeah, we want to save this. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's, does it, it is Music Tuesday, but this isn't music.
Starlific thing. That's been, Kat is with us this morning. Kat, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you, Scott?
I'm fine. I just,
the pleasantries are over. How are you? I'm fine. How are you? I'm fine, too.
Well, no.
How are you? Weather's
well,
nice.
I used to have people in here with me.
Now, I believe, though, that Kat, you lived in England for a while.
I did.
Yeah. Not recently. Is that right?
Well,
she's young. Nothing's happened that long ago.
It was like 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were they already in Olympic Twitter over there? Were they already excited about the Olympics coming?
No, I mean, I do remember when it came up that, oh, they might have the Olympics in London coming up. But while I was there, I was so busy studying. But they do have something really cool called Eurovision that I never heard about until I was over there.
And yeah.
It's sort of like the Olympics, but it's everyone from Europe gets together and they have this intense sing and dance off, and some of it is crazy.
It's like Euro's Got Talent, is that what it is?
Well, not it's called Eurovision. Yeah. They've been doing it since the 60s, I think. But if you really want a good laugh, you should go onto YouTube and look up Moldova 2010. That was one of my favorites. I mean, it's funny, but it's also just really interesting. Yeah. I also really liked Serbia, but they just have some crazy costumes and music. And
did she
really
just say Serbia? She played the Serbia card.
I'm offended.
You said you were studying in England. What were you studying?
I was studying 19th century studies, so basically British history and literature from 1790.
Well, Tom and I were talking about that just the other day.
That's right.
Yeah.
I was asking Scott.
I found the conversation to be a bit pedantic, so I walked away.
That's right. I was asking Scott how his thesis was going.
Okay, so now you're not watching the Olympics. Are you watching the Olympics at all?
Well, actually, I'll tell you a secret. My television, I don't have a plug in the wall to plug it into, so my TV doesn't
work. Where do you live, Kat?
We have electricity. I don't know if you've heard. It's really a neat thing.
No, I mean, you know, the round kind of plugs that to get the signal or whatever.
Like a cable, you mean?
I can plug it in. Coax. I watch movies on it, but I don't have that kind of little
coaxial
outlet.
Cable. You also have to pay for that. You know, it's not like you just, if you have the wire, that's usually not good enough.
You can't string it from the neighbor's apartment.
You have to frown on that.
Yeah, you have to take, companies actually take money and they provide programming for you.
Oh, then I'm saving money.
Oh, there you go. All right, yeah.
It also explains the mystery of why you can't see anything on television.
Yeah, look, it's all black and white and snowy.
Must be the Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
You have aluminum foil on the rabbit ears?
NBC's ratings in the female 12 to 17 demo.
Cat's out of that one.
Yeah, is
she's
that
closer than we are.
Yeah. Oh, is that a key demo?
What, 12 to 17?
Females 12 to 17?
Well, no, they spend a lot of money at that age, I'm sure.
At 12?
I mean,
they're using mom's money.
Scott, have you ever had a daughter?
No, I haven't. No. Okay, God knew.
No.
It's best not to. Yeah. Anyway, the 12 to 17 demo of soared during the first 7 days of the London Games compared to Beijing.
Well, it was gymnastics.
Is that it?
Oh, of course, in Beijing it was gymnastics too, so that doesn't account.
But
they are
they're saying analysts are crediting the strong performance of the U.S. women's gymnastics team.
That's what draws them in.
I had several friends put up pictures back from 1996 when the last time the women's gymnast won.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of apparently when you were a kid, you dress up in a gymnast outfit and pose with your friends and pretend you're the team.
You didn't do that?
No, sir.
Okay.
I know. You're going to have to break her that.
Reach across and roll up a newspaper and smack her on the head. No, but also apparently there's some Lithuanian swimming star. And did the men's basketball team win?
Yes.
Okay.
They won much easier this time over Argentina.
As it should be.
Sure. Yeah, so now some guys show off their tattoos or their muscles when they go into a bar, but not Michael Phelps. No, sirree. Abe brings along some of those serious conversation pieces. TMZ.com reports that he actually is enjoying the nightlife of London, flashing his 2 silver and 4 gold medals. How about that?
That's a little me-ism, isn't it? I mean,
excuse me.
Well, think of maybe he's afraid that it'll get stolen out of his hotel.
could be that.
You know, you never know. So people carry their passports with them everywhere.
He probably should be afraid somebody gives him the beat down and steals them.
Yeah. No. Mom could keep them in her purse.
A little bit of one-upsmanship going on there, though. I mean, you know, I've just got these two things right here.
Yeah, well, why didn't he bring all 22 of them, you know?
Residents in Cambodia say a 42-foot log has
I think we're moving on.
Yeah, we are. All right, well, you want me to play the Olympic thing again?
No.
Please don't.
Okay,
no.
All right, yeah. Okay. We tried to do that only once a day. Anyway, residents in Cambodia say a 42-foot log has magical powers. According to my favorite source, Weird Asia News, hundreds have been making the pilgrimage to the Persat province daily. Visitors ask the log for winning lottery numbers or to cure their sicknesses.
Don't we all?
This is in Cambodia. To show their respect, they bring offerings like pig's heads and whole boiled chickens.
Whole boiled chicken.
It's Cambodia. The log first got attention after several locals reportedly touched it and won the lottery.
Well, of course.
Okay. Got that right there.
Well, how much is the Cambodian lottery?
I mean, what is the Cambodian lottery?
How much does it take for you to want to play the Cambodian lottery?
Is it a super lottery?
All the boiled chickens you can stand?
Wow, look at that. The lottery's up to $200. Yeah, we got to do that. All right. Okay. For a limited time only. I don't know. Have you tried a famous bowl, Kat? Have you tried a famous bowl?
I don't even know what that is.
Well, I'm sorry.
It's time you got learned.
It's not that famous.
Yeah, it's a big part of orientation around here.
It is. Right.
We have an all-you-can-eat contest.
We do.
What, did Brian broadcast it?
Yeah, we do. What they do is they take the container for the famous bowl and they put, this is a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Right? Oh, I could do that.
Whoa.
She got excited really fast.
She did.
All right, you just said Kentucky really Fried fast. Chicken.
You start with mashed potatoes, okay? Put those on top of there.
That's not enough, Scott. What else could you do?
Well, you could. Yeah. Why don't you put some corn on there as well?
Okay, all right.
Okay,
go ahead and carve it up a little bit.
But how big is a Super Bowl?
That term was taken. They couldn't use it.
Okay.
It's the famous bowl. And then they put chicken parts on there.
Parts is parts.
Is there chicken skin on the chicken parts?
What do you think? That's all there is.
Come sure.
On. Well, and then, I did have some gizzards at Bush's Chicken, but I wasn't a big fan.
No. Did the president have a chicken place? I didn't know
that.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's right. We named a street after the chicken place.
Yeah. Anyway, so you have
Bush's Chicken Drive.
That's right. You have the mashed potatoes, you have the corn, you put the chicken parts, the cheese and a gravy all together.
Mm.
And then they give you a spoon.
Uh-huh. A spork.
That's right.
That's right.
Then you get yourself a Diet Coke.
In the drive-in window. Uh-huh. And then you go out on the road. And, I mean, think about this. To be able to eat something that delectable while you're driving down Texas Avenue at 42 miles an hour, I mean, it sounds to me like it'd be a lot of fun. You too?
Well, maybe. Okay. If you would just give me a little bit more information about chicken parts.
Well, no, it's Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Not like beaks or what are you talking about?
Beaks.
Do you want to go into any fast food restaurant and start asking a lot of questions about the content of the meal? I mean, that's just not a smart thing to do.
Well, not to mention the compelling looks you'll get back from the staff on hand.
Exactly. So. Now, and by the way, while we're talking about this, in many restaurants, now the famous bowl is available with a meal as well. We don't know what that means. Maybe you get a biscuit.
You get a side.
Get some hash browns or something.
Some parfait?
Some more potatoes.
Can I get a parfait?
Hash browns on a parfait.
Yeah. Anyway, for a limited time only, Wendy's restaurants in Japan offering a $16 burger with ingredients such as lobster, foie gras.
What is foie gras?
It's goose liver.
Ah, yeah.
Truffle sauce and caviar. That's in the burger. Okay.
At Wendy's.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be good.
I don't know. We just figure here in America, you give the kid an extra buck, he'll put two strips of bacon on there. It tastes a lot better. A lot better than that. Okay. A guy in Omaha, Nebraska, finally ready for his first wife at age 74.
Who broke him?
In the pickle.
Really? Somebody got through.
Jerry Andreessen has spent most of his life collecting antique cars. In fact, buying and maintaining his 90 vintage autos.
Well, you know what it was.
Yeah. She better be 24. Yeah. That's all.
Now.
You know. No, you know what it was? Mama died. That's what happened.
Is that right?
So now he's got
y'all are completely not even considering that maybe she has a lot of antique cars.
Or a lot of money.
Yeah, or she is an antique.
Yeah.
No, she's 24. How antique could she be?
Yeah. Anyway.
Is she really 24?
No, she's not. Anyway, but Jerry's now hoping that... No, he hadn't found one. He's just looking.
Oh, okay. He's officially on the market.
On the market.
Yeah. He said with those 90 cars to take care of, and I guess he finally got them all fixed up the way he wanted them. He didn't have time to date women.
He needs somebody to wax all the
probably cars. It, but Jerry is now hoping that he's going to be able to find what's missing all these years. He plans to sell all of his cars and use the money to attract him a spouse.
He's going to go flash dating. That's what he's going to do.
Speed dating, you mean?
Yeah, whatever that
is. Yeah.
Flash dating might get you arrested.
Flash dating may be something completely different.
Hi, I'm Dr. Karen Aaron.